Down to Business with Bobby Kerr.
Brought to you by Bank of Ireland
on News Talk.
Finding a job as a person who is neurodiverse can be heartbreaking, but things are changing. My next guest is the country manager for Auticon, a tech company which employs neurodivergent workers in high-powered roles. It's great to welcome Yvonne Brewer to the show. Yvonne, thanks for joining us. Firstly, have I described Auticon right? Neurodivergent, will you just maybe give me the proper explanation as to what that actually is?
Yes, Bobby. Hi, thanks for
You're
having
very
me.
Welcome.
Delighted to be here. So neurodiversity is an umbrella term that covers all neurodivergent conditions. So the neurodivergent conditions that come under that umbrella are autism, ADHD, dyslexia, dyspraxia.
Okay.
So those neurological conditions, essentially.
Okay. So then between 15 to 20% of the global population are neurodivergent.
Well,
Big number of people.
It is a big number of people. So they say that up to 20% of the global population is neurodivergent. But actually, we know that the numbers are much higher than that, and they're on the rise. Because, you know, as awareness grows about different conditions, people are getting diagnosed. They're getting diagnosed later and later. You know, we say that actually there was some research done in Ireland because we had very little data in Ireland. And there was some research done last year that told us that one in four people either have somebody close to them or know somebody who is neurodivergent.
Is that right?
Yeah.
And then in terms of getting employment and employment stats around people would say autism, which I think is your special interest.
Yeah.
So, what are the stats there?
So, you know, they say up to 80% of autistic people find it hard to get into employment. And, you know, the difficulty that we do work with all neurodivergent people, but all our IT consultants are autistic. And a lot of autistic people would have co-occurring conditions as well. So the difficulties are that, you know, getting into employment, first of all, you know, autistic people very often don't like to, you know, talk themselves up.
Yeah.
They might not come across as well as their peers in an interview situation. When they do get into the workforce, they're often masking a lot. So they suffer a lot of burnout. You know, there's a lot of misconceptions about neurodivergent people in the workforce. So if they suffer from burnout and they come out of employment for a period, then they find it very difficult to get back into employment. And they can be out of employment for different reasons. It can be burnout. They could be waiting for a diagnosis. You know, there's all sorts of reasons.
And where are you finding success with people with autism in terms of what roles are they finding that they relish in?
So, you know, Bobby, we're around now 16 years and we used to place a lot of IT consultants in roles that were around quality assurance testing. We've kind of moved on from that and it's all around data science, cybersecurity, software development. So we hire consultants on a permanent basis and then we place them in our clients' projects.
Right.
I suppose the difference that we between us and another professional services firm, if you like, is that we also hire job coaches, so neuroinclusion advisors, we call them, and they support the IT consultant in their project. So it's a plan built around that consultant. And then they also work with the client. So the manager, the line manager and the team that that person is working with also gets a coach. So
one of your placements per se would be supported by your business from a coaching perspective, as well as working for the client company.
Yes, exactly.
And you know, I something, you know, about autism, that single focus, that obsession with maybe a number or a series of codes or something.
Yeah, there's pattern recognition.
Yeah, so there are areas there that this would be hugely valuable.
Exactly.
In terms of data science and this kind of stuff.
Yeah, so pattern recognition, you know, they can be very hyper-focused. They can spot trends, you know, that I mightn't. And they have the ability to focus on patterns for long, long periods of time. So, yeah, they tend to be quite technical people.
Yeah. And I presume, you know, your ultimate aim is to sort of normalize this, that they really shouldn't be listen, any different than anyone else.
Well, they're not. It's very...
That you come in to do a day's work, you get paid. Absolutely. You add a bit of value if you can and you go home.
Absolutely. Look, we're a proof of concept. We have a successful, sustainable business that employs people. We also then train and coach other, businesses to how to do what we do. So we provide the whole range of training and education, coaching as a service, assessments. Even we've developed a legal masterclass for HR teams. Wow. And legal teams. So, not everybody will take our IT consultants, but we can certainly help them get the best out of their own neurodivergent employees and let them thrive at work.
And then this all started with relatively humble beginnings back in 2009 in Berlin.
Yeah.
Just briefly give us the history of the business.
Yes. So it was a dad, and really, out of his anxiety for his autistic son's career prospects, he noticed that a lot of, like, his son and a lot of his peer group were very highly educated and were either underemployed or unemployed. So he set up the business in Germany, finding, hired people on a permanent basis, supported them in projects locally, and the business has grown. Ireland is the 15th country. We're in the US, we're in Canada, we're all across Europe, the UK. Yeah, we've grown.
Yeah.
And everything we've learned, we're now teaching other companies.
And finally, does it work the other way? Would somebody maybe ever approach you who's working in IT and say, actually, I think I might be autistic, but I never knew until now. Does that happen?
Every week.
Are you serious?
Every week I talk to a parent who's got a diagnosis because their child was going through a diagnosis. A lot of our consultants would be late diagnosed. They come to us because they say that maybe in the business they were in, they didn't know what they needed. They come to us, they work with the coach to find out what they actually need.
Okay, well, look, well done you, and well done, Autocon.
Thank you, Bobby.
Wonderful service, and keep doing what you're doing, Yvonne. Yvonne Brewer there.
Down to business with Bobby Kerr.
Brought to you by Bank of Ireland.
Saturday morning at 11 on News Talk.